Sports Time on the Basin Radio Network with Chris Brennell.
The number one Bolts had a big week, facing and beating number five Cheyenne Central Friday night. The next afternoon, it was a 1-versus-2 matchup as number two Cheyenne East came to Gillette.
Just an absolutely dominant performance by Thunder Basin over Cheyenne East today in this 1-versus-2 matchup. When this thing's said and done, Thunder is going to move to 15-3 on the year. East is going to fall to 16-3. East will be 9-3 against quality opponents, and Thunder Basin will be 11-3 against quality teams. If Thunder Basin, you're feeling really good about where you stand at this point of the year, being the clear-cut favorites to win state. And if you're Cheyenne East, you're thinking, you know what? We'll meet them again.
Deegan Williams put together back-to-back 25-point efforts in the wins. Here's head coach Rory Williams reflecting on the weekend.
It doesn't get any easier. I mean, that's what I just told the guys before we broke for the weekend is, this was a big weekend, obviously. We protected our home floor. That's kind of the expectation. Now we got to go get one on the road. And then we got a really good Sheridan team coming on Saturday. So,
Thunder Basin will face Kelly Walsh Friday night in Casper at 7:35. That game can be heard on 93.3 The Legend and online at basinsradio.com on The Legend stream and on the app. The Campbell County Camels had a tough weekend going 0-2 Friday night in the Castle. Gillette lost to number two Cheyenne 65-40. Saturday afternoon, the Camels fell to number five Cheyenne Central 88-54. Now 3-14, Campbell County has now lost 11 consecutive games. Campbell County plays at Sheridan Friday night starting at 7:35, and the game can be heard on 97.3 Campbell FM and online at basinsradio.com, on the Camel stream and on the app. The number three Thunder Basin Lady Bolts split its two games this past weekend, beating Cheyenne Central Friday night and falling to number one Cheyenne East Saturday, 67-55. In the aftermath, Thunder Basin is 14-4 overall, 7-4 against quality teams, and number one Cheyenne East is a flawless 19-0 on the year. East is 7-0 against quality teams. The Gillette Lady Camels fell twice this past weekend, losing to number one Cheyenne East 71-34 Friday night and falling to Cheyenne Central Saturday 59-55 in OT. In the aftermath, Campbell County is 6-12 overall. They've lost three straight and 3 of 4. And in a huge 1-versus-3 wrestling duel, the number three Thunder Basin Bolts took on top-ranked Sheridan and Gillette Friday. In the end, Sheridan would upend Thunder 44-22 in the duel at Thunder Basin Gym. Did you tune in and I was halfway through sports? And you're like, wow, I missed what he said earlier. Or you just want to hear my awesome voice again? Well, you can hear this full report at basinsradio.com.